This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are live on a Tuesday. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Greg behind the glass. Can we have a show discussion here for a second?
Yeah. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I'm not at all calling him out. I guess I am.
No, go ahead.
This has happened twice in the last 2 weeks. This is part of this shift, so you guys tell me.
Might be actually in the last 7 days.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, it's happened twice.
Gov will be in. Shot us a text. Overslept. Ugh. This has not happened to me in almost a year of doing mornings, and you guys told me it's going to happen.
Oh, it'll happen at some point. I can't remember when it happened to me, where I don't think it was in the first year, because there's this heightened sense of awareness, being the rookie, being the new guy, you're nervous, and you set the alarm. When it generally happens is you've had a Friday off, so you turn all of those automatic alarms off on your phone, and then you forget to set it on a Monday, or you know, whatever, you've had a week off, you're gonna have a week off
coming up.
So you are at risk the Monday following a vacation or a time off. It's unique for Gov in this situation, because this is a Tuesday. Like,
you're back into the week.
The alarms all work the same today as they did yesterday. I wonder if there's something else at work here.
Oh.
What are you implying?
Like what?
I don't know.
You implying what you texted him?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Little morning delight.
Jeez.
It's always possible. Although twice in 7 days.
So you think he's that lucky?
Wow. That would be amazing.
What you're telling me is don't talk the talk before I go on this vacation.
Yes.
Because I may fall victim to the same thing. But my process is I have an alarm that I set the night before. I set a backup alarm. My wife sets an alarm.
So do you actively set it every night?
It's not automatic.
Like an alarm clock?
No, like on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you can have it repeat.
I know you can, but it's part of my process every night is to make sure.
You set it every night?
Oh, no, but I have multiple alarms set.
Oh, sure,
yes.
Sure.
It's two, and they're like 5 minutes apart, and I will do the thing where I start to close my eyes. Did I set AM or PM? And I'll wake back up and look at it. So
you'll forget one night.
Maybe I'll slip up one of these days, but I have the backup with my wife. She sets the alarm.
Wait. Wait till you've been here a while past a year. It always happens. It happened to me when my phone did an update and then didn't restart.
Yeah.
That day, that was the first time I ever overslept here. It's happened since, but I went and bought an old school alarm clock, used that like diligently for 6 months, and then I was like, well, this is
stupid.
Okay. If you guys are up right now, you have to have a process. So let us know. Ticket text, phone calls, 248-539-9797. We have a Lions-Eagles comparison this hour. A lot of football, a lot of what now without football, and a Super Bowl holiday question. One state wants to make Super Bowl Monday a thing. We'll get to that later in the show. But if you have a process so that you don't oversleep to get to your job at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, wherever you're on your way right now, let us know.
The one time it happened to me, now I've never been late. I've never not been on air at 6 a.m.
I haven't seen it.
I've showed up at 5:58 one time.
Oh, really?
What happened? And this, well, so it was kind of one of those things where my alarm either didn't go off or I hit the snooze. It's rare that I even hear my alarm. I just get up. The same thing on, you know, Saturdays and Sundays. My wife hates it, right? I just get up. For whatever reason, I was tired. I slept through the alarm. And then my phone, the one thing I do.
You said doo-doo.
Yeah, I said doo-doo. The one thing I do every night is I make sure that I turn my ringer on so that it's not on silent. It doesn't matter for the alarm, but it does matter for, like, now that Lucy's at school, right? I want to make sure that I don't have a silent ringer that I'm not going to hear if she needs something in the middle of the night. And so I turn that on every night. Stoney called me. And it was literally, I don't know, 5:35. And he's like, hey, are you almost here? Nope. And so I jump out of bed.
How quickly can you do the turnaround?
Oh, I could be out the door in
5 minutes.
Be out the door in 60 seconds.
Oh wow!
Oh, I'm ready to rock
Pajama
and roll.
Pajama Jansen, let's go.
Put on a hat. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about being a dude, yeah. Right? Is
you're like
and especially
sweatpants.
Doing what we're doing. Yeah. We're on Twitch, but you know, hey, I threw on my jeans, threw on my shirt, threw on my hat. I'm out the door. No coffee, no nothing, and I was breaking land speed records. To get here. Got here at 5:58. I did that time. Yes, yes.
Got him.
I've never said I don't speed. I went right up to that line.
Okay.
And I got here at 5:58, sat down, and we started the show. So that's I've been close to not being here.
We're coming up this week, I think it'll be a full year that I've been on the show.
Wow, that flew by.
I know.
Yeah.
You have never even flirted with being late, John. Like, you are always
right.
Here.
Yeah. I try never. And actually, there's a little competition I have. It's an unsaid competition with Greg of who can be here first. And it's somewhat, there was a string of about, a month, maybe to 6 weeks where I was always about 2 minutes after him and it drove me nuts.
You said that you put your ringer on, which is something I don't do and probably should do because in the event that I do oversleep, I don't need it to just be silent on the nightstand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you get all the, I guess you can do not disturb, but you don't want to get all the dings, people texting you, people who stay up later.
Well, so here's what you do. You can have it on the focus. I know that's what it's called on iPhones or do not disturb. You have a certain amount of people that, if they call you that are on a list that they're, it actually will ring. Mm-hmm. And obviously everybody in my family is on that.
So, everybody on the show.
And everybody on the show is on that. Including Jimmy, not Jim Costa, Jim Powers, in case something comes up.
JP.
Yeah. So yes, it's best known by.
I heard Stoney call him that a couple weeks ago and I was like, you're the one calling him anyway.
Yeah. So I do have a process. You could do that as well.
Yeah. Now it makes sense because sometimes when we bet something on Cash the Ticket, I'll wake up and see like the 10 o'clock game and it hit and I'll send the group text.
Yeah.
And I'll get a message from Valeni at like 8 in the morning. Why are you messaging me at 4:45? It's because some of you guys keep those notifications on in the night.
Yeah.
Let's get some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Tom will be here probably any minute, but he overslept. It happens. How do you avoid that? Mike in Washington Township, you're on 97.1. What's the system?
Oh, I don't got, ready? I got a perfect foolproof system. No alarm clocks, no nothing. I got a 6-month-old baby in the back seat that does a solo concert every morning at about 3:30. She's over there singing her little songs, and Dad's going to wake up one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
That solo singing.
And, real quick.
Yeah.
Not on topic, but thank God we lost versus Washington and not in the Super Bowl, because I would be in a deep, dark depression if we just lost how them Chiefs lost.
Yeah, but if you were in the Super Bowl, you wouldn't have been playing Philly. You'd have been playing Kansas City, and you might have done the same thing to them.
I know. Yeah, but we lose like how they lost. I don't think I'm watching football next season.
Yeah, the hangover would be a hell of a hangover. I get that. What's your daughter's name, by any way?
Mila.
Mila.
That's a great name.
All right. Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, baby.
She'll sleep soon.
Yeah,
one of these years.
Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, Teddy's
thanks,
three.
And,
yeah, maybe by the time she's five.
My kids sleep great, so
yeah, I hate
there
you.
Is hope.
Hate you.
Dan in Port Huron, what's going on?
How's it going this morning?
Good.
Good, yeah. I do the same thing. I set it every night, back to alarms 15 minutes apart, and I got that Amazon Alexa that does it in Disney voices, so I thought you guys might like that.
Oh, okay. All right. The Amazon. Yep. So can you program the voice, or can you change the voice on that so it's not always the same voice?
Yeah, they mix it up every time. So you get Mickey, you get Donald, you get all types of stuff.
Who woke you up today?
Though. Oh,
who is the voice today?
Today was Mickey.
Okay.
Yeah, it just kind of slowly goes on.
Is Mickey sound like?
It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It's an Amazon Alexa. They got the little screen. I think it's called the Echo Dot, or the maybe not the Echo Show, I think. But yeah, it's pretty neat.
Okay.
Almost begs the question, which voice do you want to wake you up if you could choose any?
Shoot.
You got an old football coach yelling at you, John?
Oh, man. If I was going to choose a voice, I'd choose John Wayne. That was
of course you would.
Yeah.
We got some good response coming in.
Time to get up, partner.
248.
Howdy.
Let us know.
Time to get on that horse.
We've all been there. You oversleep. What's your system to avoid it? You all got to get up early like we do. 248-539-9797. A question for Lions fans about next season. A head-to-head with the Eagles coming up at 6:35. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We're going to get an answer from Gov here in a second, who has made it in,
but safely,
like twice in about a week. Look, we all got to get up early. Everybody's got their system. I have the bravado to believe I'm never going to have it happen.
As you should.
I feel like I've got it down. Multiple alarms. The wife has an alarm. I haven't had an issue in coming up on a full year doing mornings.
So you make Kelsey wake up as well.
No, the system is I walk over to her side of the nightstand, pick up her phone, and turn off her alarm before it goes off. So it should
it's
only
just the
go
backup
off.
Of the backup.
Yes, it should only go off if I have royally effed up.
Okay, got it.
You have access to her phone, man. You could really mess with her. At that time, I mean.
I suppose I could,
yes,
John. If I wanted to just be a ruthless POS. At 4-something in the morning. We wanted to know your system. We got some great ticket texts coming in. Someone brought up that Disney voices will wake them up on their Amazon device. Texter says, what about Detroit sports voices? Like Ernie Harwell would wake you up every day.
That would be amazing.
Or Dan Miller. Touchdown, yeah. Detroit Lions. Attack the day.
Man from Canton, Michigan's going to take that ball home. Yeah, that would be awesome.
House by the side of the road. Tom, before we get these phone calls in, you are here. You are alert. Everything okay?
Anything interesting?
No, it's nothing sexy like you guys were talking about.
Well, let's not overuse that adjective, but yeah.
So the only thing that's changed, this has only happened like one time, I think, since John's been on the show to me, and it's happened twice in 7 days. The only change that's happened is two things. Sam has had basketball practice starting at 8 o'clock on Mondays. And this has only been going on like 3 or 4 weeks. And so this has both happened Monday nights, mm-hmm. Tuesday mornings. And then we have a puppy. And mm-hmm. Kelly has been sleeping downstairs. And so what Jim said is true. Although I don't put an alarm over by her side to get up, there was always an accountability to get up and not keep hitting snooze. And both weeks, all that's happened is I know it's gone off at the normal time. And I think I hit snooze, and suddenly I'm startled, and I look, and it's like 5:20 or whatever. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, as quick as I got here, considering my 40-minute drive,
I was ready, a long way from Tecumseh.
Yes. I was ready to go. Everything was in place. And all I can think is that there just must be something going on mentally with me of walking in the house at 9:30 at night on a Monday and having to be here. And then Kelly not sleeping because she's downstairs mm-hmm. with the puppy. And I'm just like mentally like zoned out or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Wait till they're in high school and you have multiple nights where there's a couple of basketball games or there's going to be a lot of things. A
parent always worse.
Meeting. Well, no, it's coming because it right now it's Monday night and you're like, okay, I can figure this out. And then all of a sudden it's a Tuesday and Thursday night. It's coming.
I definitely think it's Kelly not sleeping in the bed, seriously, because you don't want to hit snooze more than once and disturb the other person, let her get her extra hour and a half of sleep, and I'm just zonked out because I know, John, when you started on the show and we were going through the transition and everything happened with Jamie, I was all over the place. I remember Jimmy calling me one time. We didn't get home from a baseball game until after 10 o'clock at night, and I'd have no problem just re-triggering and going the next morning. And I don't have that accountability, so it's sort of like I'm by myself back in the olden days.
Well, I would like to think that you feel comfortable enough that if this does happen, that we could take care of things here. We'll get the show up and running.
We're ready to go every night. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty confident of what we're doing. It's like, we're going to start with Philly?
Well, and it's good you're here, because otherwise the two Grand Slam was going to be too easy. Because it was going to, I'd write the questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys always want to have winners and give away money, and I got to be the stopgap here, that it has to be somewhat of a challenge.
What color are the Red Wings home uniforms? Yeah, no,
I think since I've been doing this in 2012 at this shift, I think I've only called in sick once. I think since this show started, every single other person's been sick at some point.
I think you're right.
So what's worse, 15 minutes or
the whole show?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have the March Madness flu.
Oh, here it is. By the way, ticket text are on voices they want to wake themselves up with. Marilyn Monroe. Robert and Corona. Mm-hmm. All right, Dave and Allen Park, you got some thoughts here on 97.1.
Yeah, Cookies, I do what you do, man. I double check and triple check my alarm every night, but it got me this morning. I get my the wife nudges me. She says, "Honey, what time are you getting up?" I said, "Did my alarm go off? What time is it?" She said, "It's 2:51. I said, she goes, "You hit your snooze twice, and then you shut it off on the third time." Uh-oh. I don't remember none of it. So I'm scrambling. I'm like, I can't, you know, I have a routine. I always get up two. That's my fail safe is I get up 2 hours early.
Just automatic, like have it repeat on your phone instead of having to set it every night? It seems like that is an increased anxiety the night before.
No, it is. It's set. It's on repeat.
Oh, okay.
But I always double check it and triple check and make sure my volume's up, make sure it is on. Yeah. I double check the AM, PM, but I'm scrambling. I'm like, what about my coffee? She says, "Figure it out, Buttercup. Love you. See you this afternoon."
Yes.
Dave, love the phone call. Uh-huh. Glad you made your way out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, I'm pretty pumped for this news. I'll have to wait a little longer before I can actually reap the benefits of it. But Buddy's Pizza is testing its first ever round pizzas. And I am not a square pizza eater.
Really?
No, I just won't eat it.
Really? Too heavy?
What? Yeah, I like I like the crust on a round pizza. Like that's
crust on a square. The corners are just the best.
I don't like the crisp. I don't know. I just don't really like it. No, I like it. I eat it almost like a breadstick. Like I could eat just crust.
Oh.
Like I could skip all of the pizza, just give me your crust,
you know,
and I'd be happy.
We had the story yesterday. I think you brought it up. Like, you know, Jim Harbaugh eats like a child.
Oh, yeah.
So do you.
I eat very much like a child. We have that in common. Although I don't eat chicken fingers or Uncrustables, but I eat very childlike. Yes. Mine is more cereal, pizza crust,
potatoes, mac and cheese.
String cheese. Yeah, things like that. Yes. But so unfortunately for us here in Metro Detroit, the round pizza, that their rendezvous rounds is what they're called, won't be available here. They're only going to be at two locations on the west side of the state. So they're going to offer the new rounds at Grand Rapids and at the Portage location. But basically, the CEO says, you know what? Pizza should make you happy. And people in West Michigan apparently want more options. So they're going to explore that. But what?
So I was in West Michigan when Buddy's moved out there.
Yeah.
And I was telling people, you're going to love this pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they insist on round.
Oh, yeah, because you're a pizza snob.
I know. And Buddy's can do whatever they want, but stay tried and true. Don't cave to the round.
Uh-huh. Cave to it and bring it to Clarkston. Because Colin likes Buddy's. He orders it a lot, but I don't eat it. Like, I won't eat it. I don't like it.
I just had it Sunday for
I like pizza, but I don't like square pizza.
That's amazing
to
me.
Okay.
I really like thin crust. Well, I like the thin crust, but I like.
What's your go-to topping?
Oh, just cheese and sauce. Yeah, no toppings.
Like a child.
I could get some veggies, but I typically just pick them off. But they do leave a lingering flavor even after you pick them off.
Right, so that's why they say they soil it. They leave that lingering flavor.
They do. Yes. You guys, there's some really devastating news. You might have seen this. It was shocking when it popped up on my phone. But Detroit police are investigating a tragic story where two children apparently froze to death.
Oh, no.
In a van at Hollywood Casino. So according to police, the family was actually living in this van, pulled into the casino around 1 a.m. There was a mother, obviously, inside the van with five children noticed that one of the kids wasn't breathing, called for help. The godmother came to pick up the children, took them to the hospital, and then that's when Detroit police were called. Police say that the van, after it pulled into the parking lot, ran out of gas. And it's cold overnight, yeah, right? Yeah. The children ranged in age from 2 to 13 years old. The two that passed away, 9 years old and 2 years old. They say that its early indicators are that they froze to death, but will have to be confirmed by an autopsy. So tragic. Todd Bettison has been named as Mayor Mike Duggan's choice to become the new Detroit police chief. So Duggan called Monday a day of celebration, and he said that if he could pick any person in the country to lead Detroit's police department, he still would pick Bettison. Bettison is a 27-year police veteran, former deputy mayor, and has served as the interim police chief since November. So.
Yeah, he started on patrol. What was it, 94, 97, something like that?
Oh, wow. He's been.
He knows the ins and outs.
Yep. According to an annual survey, an estimated 22.6 million American workers planned to miss work on Super Bowl Monday. So there was all these people who already had planned that they weren't going to go in. That's up from 16.1 million last year. It also breaks the previous record of 18.8 million from 2023. And it says that there could have been even more people who didn't go into work on Monday because those were just the people who already planned not to go in. And there's other people who just probably woke
called
up the day
sick.
And were like,
oh, yeah, not going,
not feeling very well. So pretty crazy. And then on top of that, 12.9 million employees said that they planned to go in at least late on that Monday. And that is why there are some people who really want to make Super Bowl Monday an annual holiday. 55% of Americans said the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Did I see the state of Indiana has introduced some piece of legislation to make it happen? We're going to talk about it coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here from Metro Detroiters on it. Coming up next, a head-to-head comparison. You want to win the Super Bowl? How do you stack up with the Eagles? It's 97.1. Two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000 with us. Good morning. Welcome in. Lions got to chase down the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. You know what you're trying to accomplish. See how you stack up. John, I want to do a side-by-side with Philadelphia, position by position. And I want people to be honest. Take off the Honolulu blue glasses, because I think this might be a sobering exercise to set the tone for the offseason. Sound good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's start with general manager. Who's got the edge, Philly or Detroit?
Philly.
Okay. And it's no knock on Brad Holmes, who's executive of the year, but Howie Roseman's done it better.
He's done it better. He's done it longer. He's had more experience. He's had more opportunity to be right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a very important offseason for Brad Holmes. One, we talk about Myles Garrett. We talk about the edge rusher. What's he going to do there? How is he going to continue to, quote-unquote, water the garden? And what is he going to do with guys that he has drafted that maybe aren't the answer, like a Levi Onwuzurike? What's he going to do with him? Is he going to re-sign Carlton Davis, or is he going to let him walk? Like, there's a lot of really important decisions. And I mentioned Levi Onwuzurike because that was his first second-round pick.
Yeah.
And he's been hurt. We heard so much about his training camp and whether or not he was going to be a huge contributor. Oh, he could play all four spots up front. Taylor Decker mentioned him. Everybody mentioned him.
We didn't see it play out.
And we didn't see it play out.
No, and I look at Howie Roseman, who, again, has done a phenomenal job drafting and resetting this organization from one Super Bowl win to, oh, did I mention his second Super Bowl win? As great a job as Holmes has done resurrecting the Lions franchise, Howie Roseman is the gold standard. It's drafting, which he's done as well or better than Holmes, and it's moves like Barkley and A.J. Brown that he's gone out and made splashes to help that.
Free agency for Saquon Barkley, trade for A.J. Brown. It's Jahan Dotson. It's Mekhi Becton, who was a first-round pick for the Jets. And by all accounts, it sounded like that was going nowhere. He was able to salvage him and put him down to guard. So it's being able to find diamonds in the rough in free agency, but also putting them with coaches that you believe can develop them. Tell me if I'm not talking about where we think the Detroit Lions are.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You mentioned coaching. Who's got the edge there? Again, we love Dan.
Yes.
Sirianni's a Super Bowl champ, and he's not making mistakes in game that he has to apologize at the podium afterwards for.
Yeah, but he also had an epic collapse last year.
And Dan had a pretty epic playoff exit this season.
Sure. And a loss in the NFC Championship game. It's hard to say. I mean, this one's tough.
You can call it a push if you want.
I want to call it a push, but why am I calling it a push? Because we're talking about a guy that took a team, hired two new coordinators. So you have to, by default, say Sirianni, but he has such a punchable face.
He does.
That it's really hard for me to.
You even said it today. They win the Super Bowl. He's got his hat over his
eyes.
And you're like,
yeah,
this guy.
I mean, yeah, you're so cool. No, you're not. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to have to say
Philly.
Super Bowl champ. Philly.
Okay, so head coach and GM, quarterback. It's Jalen Hurts.
Yes. Although,
Jalen Hurts has played in two Super Bowls and played better in both Super Bowls than Goff did in
his
appearance.
One, yes.
And again, he is now a Super Bowl champion, if you were
on
the fence.
Are we just going to use that default for every position? Well, on the offensive line, they won a Super Bowl, so it's got to be Philly.
No, but
the
with
defensive
quarterback,
line, they won
on,
a Super Bowl,
on.
It's got to be Philly.
Head coach and quarterback and GM are like positions we really do value the direct correlation to winning, right?
Oh, so did you just say you don't value the offensive line?
Yeah, John, that's what I said.
Yeah. Really?
That's not what I said. You're with me, though. It's Hurts, Goff. It's
yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay, running back.
I'll say a slight edge.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't have to be by a cavernous gap. Detroit is very much a Super Bowl contender, but we're seeing how they stack up. Running back.
See, this one's tough because we all know that the season that Saquon Barkley had, but when you look at, I mean, we talk about Jahmyr Gibbs and his 1,400 yards, David Montgomery. Now, because we're talking about the position.
Sure.
All right. As a position, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for almost 2,200 yards.
How many did Barkley run for?
I don't know. You tell me.
Saquon Barkley last season ran for 2,000 yards.
Okay. So I'm going to say this is a push. Because of, now they're getting it from one player, and the Lions are getting it from two. But I also believe Jahmyr Gibbs, given more opportunity, and not splitting as much time, is as good as Saquon Barkley.
Okay, I'm still waiting for an area Detroit's better. I think we get that with the next position group, wide receiver, and it's only slight. But I think St. Brown is better than A.J. Brown. I think J-Mo more productive than even Devontae Smith was this year. I give a very slight edge to the Lions at receiver.
Yeah, I would as well. And it's really the depth of talent. Now, are we including LaPorta in
this? If you throw
this?
Tight end, I think even more so than
right.
it's yeah, Detroit. Pass catchers are the Lions.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
O-line's a push.
O-line's a push, yeah. But you know what? O-line is a push if we're just talking about what we saw this past year. I think the Eagles are set moving into next year because we don't know what the Lions are going to do in free agency. We don't know what they're going to do in the draft. We believe we have something in Mahogany. Zeitler, while he plays, you know, we just don't know. So if we're just talking about where they stand after this past season, then sure, I'll say a push.
D-line, it's got to be Philly, right?
Yeah.
Watching them manhandle their way to a Super Bowl on Sunday. Linebackers. Bawn had a great season for them. They found him as a diamond in the rough. N'Kobe Dean, when he was healthy, performed as one of the best linebackers in football. I gave a slight edge to Philly here.
I'm going to say a push in that one because when you look at what Alex Anzalone had done, Barnes in that early on this season, Jack Campbell, I thought, had a really good to almost terrific season as a second year player. I'm gonna call that one a push.
Okay, corner.
Oh, that goes to Philly,
mm-hmm. And safety goes to Detroit.
Yes, yes.
I think those are pretty clear cut. Yeah. Special teams, Detroit.
Yeah.
Kicker, punter. Long snapper, if you want. I know you don't like how tiny their long snapper is.
Yes.
But special teams, the edge goes to the Lions.
Yes. Lee Raymond.
But and Khalif Raymond on returns. But the key categories of head coach, GM, and quarterback, as well as D-line and even O-line is a push. Philly's got some big edges here in the head-to-head, which shows you the Lions have their work cut out for themselves.
Well, I don't. So we talk about slight edge. We talk about, like, I'm not saying they're big edges. And so I don't, when you do this exercise, if you're just looking on the surface and saying, well, you know, okay, this one goes to the Lions, this one goes to Philly. Philly has more of those. However, I do believe that this offseason, it's very important for the Detroit Lions. This may be the most important offseason that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have had since they've been in Detroit, because you've done everything but get to the Super Bowl. You did the NFC Championship game. You had an edge. You lost it in the second half. You had the number one seed, and you lost in your first opportunity in the playoffs. Why was that? And part of it is, injuries. Now, as a general manager, you can't account for preseason, during the season, 13 injuries on one side of the ball. And I think Brad Holmes did as masterful a job as possible handling that situation and putting guys in position or giving guys to the coaching staff. But I do think moving forward, even with Hutch being healthy, he was an absolute terror weapon. Use whatever the descriptor you want. They have to address the rest of that defensive line. Now, Aleem McNeil, you're set. DJ Reader, I think he is good for another year.
Yeah, one more.
But what are you doing with opposite Aiden Hutchinson? I think that was highlighted early in the season, and it was certainly highlighted after Aiden Hutchinson got hurt, because there's no one to fill the void. If Myles Garrett went down for Cleveland, if Max Crosby, as he did late in the season, went down for the Raiders, like, you're not going to have another one of those guys to put in there and fill that void. But we had no one to pick up any slack.
So I think this is a healthy exercise, and we'll ask you guys, as Lions fans, where are the Lions definitely better than the Eagles? I think it could be a sobering exercise. It's a comparison. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. You stack yourself up against the best. And we gave you what we think. You guys can fill in the blanks yourself. John, we spent a lot of time talking about Myles Garrett. It's the obvious. Yes, go at a premium pass rusher, whether it's Garrett or Parsons or Crosby, if he's any of these guys. But it's not the only thing the Lions have to get better at. And I think that's what this exercise shows. So we'll talk about that a little more coming up next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you're going to need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're experienced and prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil, criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a dork you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Look, you've heard from a show or two that Myles Garrett would make a lot of sense in Detroit. Hell, I think it's a station we've covered our bases pretty strongly there. Pass rush, help the Lions win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only thing the Lions need to improve if they're going to be the team holding the Lombardi Trophy next season. We did the side-by-side with Philly, and the only areas we definitively said Detroit is better are safety, pass catcher, and special teams. Plenty of work to be done besides Myles Garrett. Is that fair to say?
Sure. There's always going to be work to be done. There's going to be areas that you look at last year and say, yes, we could certainly get better there. I also think we're approaching this between these two teams with the context that Philly is the best team in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're the gold standard. They're the Super Bowl champs. When they played on Sunday, that was the best game that Philly had played all season long. In every phase, there were times where you saw that defensive line be effective like that, but I don't necessarily think you ever saw it for four quarters like they were. The secondary is certainly good. They were made a hell of a lot better because of and they appeared to be much better because of the play of the front four. Same with the linebackers. Offensively, Jalen Hurts, twice in the Super Bowl, twice played well,
very
in
well.
The Super Bowl, and Super Bowl champ. So obviously you give him that edge, but I don't know necessarily know that it's just because you give him the edge, it's not a huge gap between what you're getting between the two quarterbacks for what the offenses are and how they're built.
The team that's better on paper doesn't always win the game.
Right.
Is another way of saying that. But you want to be as good as you can be. So if we say, yeah, defensive line could use an upgrade, I think you've already hit on it. You have to stay ahead on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Water the garden is the phrase that Brad Holmes used. Can't have any drop-off because that line needs to be sturdy for Goff to outplay Hurts in a head-to-head, right? He needs to have the time to process and hit the shots down the field because we know he can, and that would be a path for Detroit. And then the other thing that's a huge question is corner. To me, we gave the edge to Philly. For Detroit, are you bringing back the veteran presence that you missed last year, Carlton Davis? Are you seeing a big leap from Terrion Arnold to where he is better than Cooper DeJean? Like, I mean, some of this has to be internal player development beyond just free agency.
I think Terrion Arnold is going to take a big step forward. I like the way he was playing. I liked how he played all season long. Obviously, the aggressive mistakes at the beginning of the year, there are a lot of lessons to be learned. And there are a few positions that are really hard to make that transition to play at a high level from college to the pros. Corner is one of them. It generally takes some time. We're not talking about Sauce Gardner here in terms of Terrion Arnold. I do think that he does develop into a above average corner. And the big question is Carlton Davis. You're going to bring him back.
Yeah.
I liked how Amik Robertson played, but I don't necessarily know. I still want a number one corner. Terrion Arnold, I think, is still 1 year away from being that guy.
Yeah, in a year where you're trying to win the Super Bowl, you don't have to bank on it. You want to have seen it first. Those are some of the questions. Ticket text 248-539-9797 says Lions have superior kicking game compared to the Eagles. Chris in Flat Rock. I think we had that special teams, but he echoes it.
Woohoo.
John loves the kicker advantage.
Well, I mean, it is an advantage. Jake Bates is an advantage. And so is Jack Fox. I don't mean to,
disparage these hardworking special teamers.
Well, let's just call them special teamers.
Okay, let's not get carried away. Putting Sirianni in front of Campbell is crazy. Sirianni had a star-studded roster and a healthy team. Put Bill Belichick on the Lions. He doesn't do better than Dan with these injuries. It was a helpless situation. Sirianni was blamed for a bad team culture just a year ago. That's never been said of Dan Campbell.
And that's where you run into this perception of, it's not a perception, it's a reality that Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl. And he's been to the Super Bowl twice. Dan Campbell has yet to be there.
I mean, it's a likability to a degree, too, I think, a little bit.
That's what I struggle with because he's got the punchable face.
All right, exactly. You know, I've just been listening to you guys do this comparison for 20 minutes here. And I really, are the Eagles a tier above the Lions, at least defensively? Let's keep it on one
today,
side and the other.
Today, yes.
And offensively, I think you can make a case for both.
Well, yeah, the Lions are the number one scoring offense. I think they're certainly on the same level.
Yeah, I think you could split hairs between who you would pick to have the best. But it's pretty humbling when you look back on the Eagles season. John, something stood out last segment that you said in terms of, like, they dominated when you really think about it. In the playoffs, they allowed 77 points. They played Love, Daniel, Stafford, and Mahomes.
Damn.
During the regular season, they went on the road and won at Burrow and at Lamar and allowed a combined, they allowed 19 to one and 17 to the other.
Damn.
Like, I think we slept on them a little bit because of the preseason talk of them having disharmony. They started 2-2 and they ran the table except for a loss to the Commanders in Washington when Devontae Smith dropped that ball, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would have been able to run out the clock. And also Kenny Pickett played like 56 minutes.
Oh, they went on a tear.
I mean, I think we kind of just dismissed what they did. What they did to, they played all the best QBs. It's something the Lions will have to do next year.
Correct.
Like, I think there might be a little bit more. It's so hard to judge with the Lions defense because of the injuries.
Correct.
What would they have been at the end of the year? And this shouldn't happen again next year. But the Lions have to somewhat significantly improve their defense to compete with them.
So, okay. And I think that's the key here. There's a lot of people who have said, well, the answer is just be healthy. And I think that's the wrong lesson to take out of last season. Because, first of all, health's not guaranteed. And two, you never want to just rest on we're already good enough. Think about how dominant Philadelphia was. The answer isn't just keep the band intact and we'll beat them next year. You should always be looking to improve. And if we're honest, and that's part of why we did this game, you are a step behind Philadelphia. Even if it's only a half step, you're not on their level right now.
So you look at their schedule and, okay, Giants twice, nothing impressive about that. Cowboys twice, nothing impressive about that. So I think that's, to your point, it goes into the mirage of maybe they weren't as good going into the playoffs as we should have given them the respect of being. And the one game where I really it opened my eyes was at Baltimore. When they were able to hold that offense with Lamar Jackson to 19 points, and they were able to confuse Lamar Jackson, they were able to limit Lamar Jackson, and along with, obviously, Derrick Henry, that's where I raised an antenna going, we're really going to have to make sure that this game is at home for the NFC Championship game, and then we never got to see it.
And looking back, that may have been the dead giveaway that Philly was going to be a Super Bowl champion.
That was the game where I felt like they're going to probably win it unless the Lions can get some magic at home. And I think we all just had trouble backing off from the Lions. I mean, let's admit it. We didn't want to give in because their record was so damn good.
Well, they kept winning. I mean, it felt like they were invincible. We saw the warts. We came on after the Buffalo game and said, boy, it's not good to lose McNeil and Carlton Davis and have Anzalone out. Like, we had acknowledged all of the shortcomings, but they just kept finding ways to win, including that big game against Minnesota in Week 18. And you felt like, okay, well, at least they secured home field.
Mm-hmm.
There's a path for them to get this done. And they didn't even get out of the starting gate, losing game one to Washington.
I mean, the only time they were ever really threatened in the playoffs was when they got into a little trouble late with the Rams. They did have a double-digit lead, and they allowed the Rams to score like 4 minutes ago, and then they gave them the ball right back, and Stafford got it down to the 20. I mean,
the odd stat in that game is that Jalen Hurts was not only sacked for a safety, he was sacked 7 times in that game. Now, okay, weather, a little bit of part of that, but both teams are playing in the same weather. That's the one that's the outlier, and I don't think it necessarily defines who they were.
Well, that would just say more. The Lions need to get more of a pass rush to have that ready for them next year.
Ticket Texter says, we have two teams in the thick of a playoff race, and we're talking about the offseason. Says, I feel bad for the Pistons and the Red Wings. Well, you're in luck because we're going to turn the page coming up next. Now what? Football season's over. Who has your attention? Two Grand Slam at 725. It's 97.1.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.